Patients with chronic fatigue syndrome have reduced absolute cortical blood flow. Yoshichi K., Farkas J., Nettlesom B.H. Department of Neurosciences, Fatigue Research Center, Ungent, New Jersey Medical School, Newark, USA. Kyoshi-Chikiatuming.8.jp. In rather broad areas when compared with data from healthy controls, and that those devoid of psychopathology had the most reductions in cortical flow. These data support, in part, our earlier findings that patients devoid of psychopathology are the group most at risk of having some of the symptoms of CFS due to brain dysfunction. Single photon emission computerized tomography and neurocognitive function in patients with chronic fatigue syndrome. Schmeling KB, Lewis DH, Fiedlack JI, Meyering R, Buchwald DS. College of Health Sciences, University of Texas, El Paso, Texas 79902, USA. Schmeling at duke.edu. Objective. The purposes of this study were to compare functional imaging under control and experimental conditions among patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, and healthy persons, and to examine perceived and objective performance on a test of attention and working memory previously found to be difficult for persons with CFS. Methods. Single photon emission computerized tomography scans were completed on 15 subjects with CFS and 15 healthy persons twice, at rest and when performing the paced auditory serial addition test, PASET. Results. No group differences were found for performance on the PASET despite CFS subjects' perceptions of exerting more mental effort to perform the task than healthy subjects. Inspection of the aggregate scans by group and task suggested a pattern of diffuse regional cerebral blood flow among subjects with CFS in comparison with the more focal pattern of regional cerebral blood flow seen among healthy subjects. Between group region of interest analysis revealed that although CFS subjects showed less perfusion in the anterior cingulate region, the change in CFS subjects' activation of the left anterior cingulate region during the PASET was greater than that observed for healthy subjects. The differences were not attributable to lesser effort by the subjects with CFS, confounding effects of mood perturbation, or to poorer performance on the experimental task. Conclusions. Further research regarding CFS subjects' diffuse cerebral perfusion and its relationship to inefficient neuropsychological performance is warranted. Brain positron emission tomography, PET, in chronic fatigue syndrome. Preliminary data. Tyler U., Kirichev T.F., Tagia M., Simone C., Bianchin G., Zanso P., Ferlin G., Division of Medical Oncology and Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome, Centro di Riferimento Oncologico, Aviano, Italy. Chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, has been widely studied by neuroimaging techniques in recent years with conflicting results. In particular, using single photon emission computed tomography, SPECT, and perfusion tracers, hypoperfusion has been found in several brain regions, although the findings vary across research centers. The objective of this study was to investigate brain metabolism of patients affected by CFS, using 18F fluorine doxyglucose, 18FDG, positron emission tomography, PET. We performed 18FDG PET in 18 patients who fulfilled the criteria of the working case definition of CFS. 12 of the 18 patients were females. The mean age was 34 plus, 15 years, range, 15 to 68, and the median time from CFS diagnosis was 16 months, range, 9 to 138. Psychiatric diseases and anxiety or neurosis were excluded in all CFS patients. CFS patients were compared with a group of 6 patients affected by depression, according to DSM the 4th R, and 6 age-matched healthy controls. The CFS patients were not taking any medication at THE time of PET, and depressed patients were drug-free for at least 1 week before the PET examination. The PET images examined 22 cortical and subcortical areas. CFS patients showed a significant hypometabolism in right mediofrontal cortex, P equals 0.010, and brainstem, P equals 0.013, in comparison with the healthy controls. Moreover, comparing patients affected by CFS and depression, the latter group showed a significant and severe hypometabolism of the medial and upper frontal regions bilaterally, P equals 0.037001, whereas the metabolism of brainstem was normal. Brain 18FDG PET showed specific metabolism abnormalities in patients with CFS in comparison with both healthy controls and depressed patients. The most relevant result of our study is the brainstem hypometabolism, which, as reported in a perfusion SPECT study, seems to be a marker for the in vivo diagnosis of CFS. Detection of intracranial abnormalities in patients with chronic fatigue syndrome. Comparison of MISTRA imaging and SPECT. Schwartz RB, Garrard ABM, Comma Rafal, Tis HM, Glett M, Joles Farr, Holman BL. Department of Radiology, Brigham and Women's Hospital, Boston, Massachusetts, 02115. Objective. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a recently characterized condition of unknown origin that is manifested by fatigue, flu-like complaints, and neurologic signs and symptoms, including persistent headache, impaired cognitive abilities, mood disorders, and sensorimotor disturbances. This syndrome can be difficult to diagnose clinically or by standard neuroradiologic tests. We performed MR imaging and single photon emission computed tomography, SPECT, in patients with chronic fatigue syndrome to compare the usefulness of functional and anatomic imaging in the detection of intracranial abnormalities. Subjects and methods. 16 patients who fulfilled the Centers for Disease Control, British, and Australian criteria for chronic fatigue syndrome had MR and SPECT examinations within a 10-week period. Axial MR and SPECT scans were analyzed as to the number and location of focal abnormalities by using analysis of variance with the student Newman-Cultz option. MR imaging findings in patients with chronic fatigue, assessment of regional cerebral perfusion by 99 TCM power SPECT in chronic fatigue syndrome. Eaches M, Salit IE, Abbey Southeast, Chung DG, Gray B, Krsch JC, Friedman M, Department of Radiology, Division of Nuclear Medicine, University of Toronto, Canada. IOs of basal ganglia, 24 cases, 40%, were also reduced. 99 TCM power brain SPECT provided objective evidence for functional impairment of the brain in the majority of the CFS subjects. The findings may not be diagnostic of CFS, but 99 TCM power SPECT may play an important role in clarifying the pathetiology of CFS. Further studies are warranted.